good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharpless. Did you ever want to try a new dish, but you didn't because you weren't sure you'd like it? Well, Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup may be new to you, but I can guarantee you'll like it a lot. It's an excitingly different chicken soup, with red ripe tomatoes and young green okra and a hearty chicken broth. Fluffy white rice, too, and plenty of tender pieces of chicken, all gently seasoned with savory herbs. Mmm, good. Well, why not try it soon? Once you do, you'll want Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup again and often. Well, folks, there was a ring around the moon last night, and the old witch doctors used to claim that meant bad luck for someone. We're not sure, but we think that certain someone is Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, what is that book you're writing in?
It's a diary, Treacher. I bought it yesterday. All great men should keep one. Now, I can put down everything that happens to me day by day. Won't that be really interesting?
Oh, I should say so, sir, yes. It ought to be as thrilling as the encyclopedia.
I think that will do, Treacher. Gee, this month is almost gone already. How am I going to fill in those pages?
Oh, that doesn't matter, sir.
Well, sure it does. It should be complete. After all, I'm one of the leading actors of the American screen. Anything that happens to me is vital, gripping, exciting.
Yesterday was very exciting, sir. You got out of bed and stubbed your toe. Then after breakfast, nothing happened. Then you had lunch and nothing happened. Then you had dinner and nothing happened. So you went to bed.
All right, but you left something out. On my way to bed, I stubbed my toe again.
My apologies, sir, but don't you think you're getting in a rut?
Yeah, well, believe me, the women of America would feel terrible if they thought something happened to one of my pink, lovable toes. And anyway, I...
Someone at the door, sir. I'll go.
Okay. Yeah, I should have started a diary long ago. This is a good one, too. It says here that it's made for those new fountain pens. It has waterproof paper in case something happens to you in the bathtub. This makes me wonder what the future holds in store for me.
Uncle Jack, do you wish to help me now with my lesson in elocution and pronunciation?
Tugwell, you have to go around with that phony way of talking. When I bought you that book and I gave you the money to go to dramatic school, I didn't know it would affect you like this.
But, Uncle Jack, the teacher told me I was supposed to enunciate the words distinctly, just as though I was broadcasting.
Well, pull in your aerial. Your short wave is showing. Tugwell, you're not supposed to exaggerate like that. Look, if I talk like that in the movies, people would just laugh at me.
Well, I saw your last picture, and you ought to do something.
Never mind.
By the way, Uncle Jack, listen to this new exercise the teacher gave me for my diction. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Sit, Jessica, sit. Sit. Jessica, sit. Well, how was that?
Fine, but wouldn't it be quicker to just push her into a chair? I'll help you with it later, Tuggle, but right now I'm trying to recall what I did 1 week ago Monday. I know I had a date, but I can't remember which girl it was.
Well, that shouldn't be so tough. The Palladium only has 3 popcorn girls.
No, I had to quit going with them. When they'd run their hands through my hair, I didn't know if they were caressing me or just getting the butter off their fingers. I could look at my suit. There might be a blonde hair in the color.
Mr. Carson, the messenger boy came with this telegram for you. Here it is, sir.
Oh, a telegram for me?
Yes.
Let's see. It's Jack Carson, 22 North Hollywood Lane. Hey. Gee, what does this mean?
Well, what does it say?
All it says is, you have 42 days left.
42 days left, sir?
Yeah.
Who sent it?
It's signed the Mad One.
The mad one?
Yeah.
Sounds like a threat against your life, sir.
You think so? You think so? No, it's probably just a practical joke.
Yeah, but who would sign his name, the mad one?
Mr. Carson, who could there be who might want to destroy you?
Well, it might be somebody who saw you in the time and the place and the girl.
Tugwell, just stop knocking yourself out. This doesn't mean a thing. A man in my position gets all kinds of crank letters and messages, and it could be from, a dozen different people.
Yeah, but it says you have 42 days left. Who could that be from?
Well, it could be from the, no, it could be from the May Company. They usually give me 90 days. Doesn't make any difference. Let's see, 42 days left. The mad one. It is a little peculiar. Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll probably get another wire later with the answer to the joke. Come in.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
Norma
Jean. Jean.
Well, what's on your mind, honey?
Mr. Carson, can I play over here at your house today?
Well, sure, honey.
Mr. Carson, you look worried. What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing, Norma Jean. Just nothing.
Is it about your new picture?
Oh, no. My picture's one thing I'm certainly not worried about.
My mother saw it, and she said you should be.
I suppose, as usual, your mother didn't like it, huh?
Oh, she liked it all right. She's crazy about Dennis Morgan. She told me he's got the waviest hair she ever saw.
Listen, I could have waves like that, too, if I wanted to sleep with my head on a Venetian blind.
How come you didn't go to see the picture, Norma Jean?
My mother doesn't like to take me with her. It's because every time Mr. Carson is on the screen, I always whistle.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, honey. Do you, you really whistle?
Yes. You told me to.
Honey, I...
Judy even pulled out that loose tooth I had so I could whistle.
Well, that tooth was just about ready to fall out anyway.
Mr. Carson, regarding that telegram, I think I'll call Western Union and see if they know who sent it.
Well, all right, if you want to.
I thought if I could get a clue, sir, then perhaps you wouldn't be so nervous.
Nervous? I'm not at all. What makes you think I'm nervous?
You're sitting on the goldfish bowl.
Oh, I didn't notice.
What telegram, Mr. Carson?
Never mind, honey. Say, why don't you run upstairs and play? I'll tell you what. Play that game I taught you called Ship Ahoy.
You mean where I look out the window and pretend it's a crow's nest?
That's right. And if you see any strange men who look a little suspicious...
I know. I yell out, Bill Collector on the starboard bow!
Yes, That's right.
Yeah. Then we batten down the hatches and hide under the poop deck.
That'll do, Tugwell. I mean... Mama Jean, you run along upstairs. I'll see you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Preacher, please go and make that call to Western Union, will you?
Very good, sir.
And Tugwell, why don't you practice your dramatic lesson?
Okay.
I certainly hope Preacher finds out something from Western Union. If I were the worrying type, I might be worried. 42 days left. What's that? What's... It's a door buzzer.
Hello.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, hello.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but could I use your phone to call someone?
Huh?
Could I use your phone to call someone?
You could use my head to crack walnuts. come right in.
I really should explain my coming to your door. You see, I was driving along, and I suddenly remembered I had to make this call immediately.
Oh, no explanation is necessary. It's nothing.
Oh, but I just know I'm bothering you. I said, am I bothering you?
If you're not, my goose pimples made a trip for nothing. I mean...
Oh, there's the phone. I'll just be a minute. Operator, get me Adams 214W.
Oh, what a beautiful girl. Wouldn't it be wonderful if she... Oh, no, well, those things only happen in books. What am I dreaming about? She's probably calling her boyfriend right now. That's it. She's calling her boyfriend.
Hello. Listen closely. This is the message. The month of January has an R in it. That's right. The month of January has an R in it.
She must be going with an oyster.
Goodbye. Thank you for letting me use the phone. By the way, aren't you Mr. Carson, the picture actor?
Yes, that's right. Of course, you can call me Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Would you mind saying that again? It gives me the funniest feeling.
It does? What sort of feeling?
Well, I had the same sensation once when I was a kid. Did you ever step on a frog with your bare foot? But you haven't told me your name.
It's Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's the most beautiful name I ever heard in my whole life.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something.
What?
You're sitting on the goldfish bowl.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I must go now.
Oh, wait. Can I see you again?
Well, you are very nice. Perhaps I should see you again.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, I may want to ask your advice about something.
Oh, gladly. After all, two heads are better than one. At least they think so down in Georgia.
All right. Meet me tonight at the Singapore Spa, 8 o'clock. Will you be alone?
Well, I won't bring Dennis Morgan with me. Okay, Singapore Spa, 8 o'clock.
Until later. Dozvidanya.
Okay, I'll bring the Kleenex.
Mr. Carson, Western Union couldn't trace that telegram you received.
Treat you. Why did you have to bring that up? Gee, I'd almost forgotten all about that 42-day business. Boy, I just met the most gorgeous.
I know, sir. I heard the whole conversation from the next room. Mr. Carson, beware of that woman. I'm sure she's connected in some way with that telegram.
What are you talking about? She just stopped in to use the phone.
Yes, sir. Doesn't it strike you as odd that she should come to this house when there's a telephone in the service station at the corner?
Gee, I never thought of that. And that phone call was very mysterious. It sounded like a code message. Preacher, do you think that somebody really intends to do me harm in 42 days?
I'll get it, sir.
Hello, Treacher. Hiya, Jack.
Oh, Del Sharbert. Say, Del, maybe you could help me out. Treacher thinks I'm in trouble.
Well, I can't think of any trouble you could be in unless you've forgotten to go to the grocery and get some Campbell's chicken gumbo soup.
Oh, fine. I ask him for sympathy. He gives me gumbo.
Well, it's something pretty special, Jack, this Campbell's chicken gumbo. It's a chicken soup that's excitingly different. Adapted from the Creole cookery of old New Orleans. It has a rich chicken stock with plump rice in it, red ripe tomatoes, young green okra, and tender pieces of chicken. Good.
Del, I'm trying to tell you, I received a wire from somebody called the Mad One, and it practically threatens my life.
Oh, that's silly, Jack. Who would want to do away with you? In the first place, you're much too valuable to the community.
Well, this wire said... Oh. You really think so, Del?
Why, of course, Jack. Why should anybody want to harm you? Well, now look at the facts. You're a big movie star.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a credit to the whole neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And you're handsome and witty and intelligent.
Yes, go on.
And you're a man who knows a good bowl of chicken gumbo when you taste it.
That's great. I'm going down for the third time and he hands me a bowl of soup.
And, Jack, every time it's handed to you, you'll love it. That's how people go for Campbell's chicken gumbo.
Okay, Del, but what about the guy who's after me?
Oh, don't worry about that,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, but who could it be? I can't imagine who would want to get rid of me. Me, one of the leading stars at Warner Brothers.
That's an idea, sir. It might be the Warner Brothers.
Yeah, nobody asked.
Well, keep your chin up, Jack. And don't forget to stock up on Campbell's chicken gumbo soup. It's an exciting and different way to start off any meal. So long.
So long, Del. Del's right, preacher. You're attaching too much importance to that crank telegram.
And you intend to keep your appointment with the young lady at the Singapore Spa, sir? I caution against it.
Oh, pooh. I tell you, she hasn't got a thing to do with what you're talking about.
Now, the magic music of Randy Martin, featuring Murray Arnold, presenting Piano Portraits.